congregation please rise in our entrance hymn? Is hymn number 786. 786. Confession of forgiveness found on page 94 and following. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify you. Through Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. For if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. O most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to rise for the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise, which you have in your hot little hand. We'll talk about that in a minute. But please, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise. Page 138 in the front of the hymn. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, cover, and defend us, gracious Lord. Somebody told me that if I had a dollar for everyone that asked me this morning, where's the bulletin, I could retire. Well, a lot of you asked, thank you for missing it. That means you actually use it. Our Xerox machine, our copier went down, maybe a week before we can get it fixed, the header. Whatever that means, I'm a farmer, I know what a header is in the field, I don't know what a header is on the copy machine. But they had to order it special and the like. In your hand, you have on one side the hymn of the day for today, All Creatures of Our God and King, verses 1 and 4, because it's not found in any of our hymnals that we have in the pews. And then on the back side of that, you have the events for today, which we'll talk about at announcements also. But our hymn of praise is All Creatures of Our God and King, verses 1 and 4. Women's chorus is here, Arnie's in the balcony. I expect 8-part harmony as we sing this. are to pray, and you gladly give more than we either desire or deserve. Pour upon us your abundant mercy. Forgive us those things which weigh on our conscience, and give us those good things that come only through your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from Genesis chapter 18, verses 20 through 32. Then the Lord said, "How great is the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah, and how very grave their sin. I must go down and see whether they gather according to the outcry that has come to me, and if not, I will know." So the men turned from there and went towards Sodom, while Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham came near and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not forgive it for 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the earth, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all do what is just?" And the Lord said, "If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will forgive the whole place for their sake." Abraham answered, "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5? And the Lord said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." Again he spoke to the Lord, "Suppose 40 are found there." The Lord answered, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "Oh, do not let the Lord speak. Suppose 30 are found there." The Lord answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." He said, "Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there." The Lord answered, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak just once more. Suppose 10 are found there." The Lord answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The psalm today is Psalm 138, and we will read this responsively.
Oh,
no, we won't.
As Sunny said to Cher, "I've got you made. I will be the congregation, you be the lector."
Oh, okay, don't read it responsively.
No, they don't have bulletins.
Oh, they don't
have
anything.
They don't have bulletins.
We are special. Okay.
It's not the same. You'd be only confused. Don't look in the hymnal. You can follow along if you want, but it's not the same. I'm the congregation, you're the reader.
Okay. This is a psalm of David. "I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart.
Before the gods, I sing your praise.
I bow down toward your holy temple.
And give thanks to your name.
For your steadfast love and your faithfulness.
Exalted your name and your word above everything.
On the day I called, you answered me.
You increased my strength of soul.
All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord.
For they have heard the words of your mouth.
They shall sing of the ways of the Lord.
For great is the glory of the Lord.
For though the Lord is high, God regards the lowly.
But the haughty God perceives from far away.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble,
you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies.
You stretch out your hand,
and your right hand delivers me.
The Lord will fulfill God's purpose for me.
Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Take the work.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Nothing better than beautiful harmony, huh? The second reading today is from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 15. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in him who is the head of every ruler and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a spiritual circumcision, by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ. When you were buried with him in baptism, also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with him when he forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands. He set this aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel for today, this seventh Sunday after Pentecost, is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Holy be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive everyone who sins against us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And Jesus said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are in bed with me. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he's a friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give them a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will you give a scorpion? If then you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the Gospel of Luke, the 11th chapter, and the Old Testament reading, Genesis 18. Let us pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. I've got homework for you, because you don't have it before you. Go home this afternoon after reading the paper, opinion page and the funnies, dig out your Bibles, dust them off, Genesis 18 and 19. especially Genesis 18. One of my favorite parts of the whole Bible is Genesis chapter 18, which we had as our first reading today. Why? Because Abraham argues with God. I love that. I came from a preacher's house. You know, I was raised by a preacher, and you didn't argue with anybody. You were a good German Lutheran. And you didn't argue with the parents, you didn't argue with the teachers, you didn't argue with God, certainly. Because they all knew best. Here Abraham, in his old age, is brave enough to argue with God. Now, a whole other sermon, which we won't do today because it's a hot summer morning already, is Sodom and Gomorrah. I think Sodom and Gomorrah get a bad rap. Just saying. They are the poster child of sinfulness. And we think we know what the sin was of Sodom and Gomorrah from all of the thousands and thousands of years that they've been thrown under the bus. But really, Sodom and Gomorrah were just sinful. Just like the rest of us. A sin is a sin is a sin, no matter what it is. Martin Luther said, being angry at your brother and sister is just as bad as murdering them. Okay? I love it when kids say, we've never done the fifth commandment, thou shalt not commit murder. Oh, yes, you have. In confirmation, we talk about it. Anytime you're angry with somebody, you've murdered them. We don't know what Sodom and Gomorrah's real sins, plural, were. We have ideas from scripture reading, but they're foggy at best, because all the vapor is smoke. But what we do know is that they were sinful cities, and that old Abraham argues with God about it. You heard it read well. Thank you, Pat. Good job. Out of the hundreds of thousands of people in these two cities, if there are 50 righteous people, would you annihilate them with the rest of the unrighteous? And God says, no, for 50 people, I won't do that. Then Abraham says, oh, far be it from me to argue with you. But what if there were 5 lacking and there were only 45? For the lack of 5, would you annihilate 45 righteous people who are in relationship with you? And God said, no, I would not. And then it goes on and on. It's a great story. I love a great story because it goes from 50 to 45, then to 40, then to 30, then to 20, then to 10. If there were 10 righteous people in the whole population of Sodom and Gomorrah, the two cities put together, would you annihilate them also? And God said, I would not. Now the umpapa, as my one professor would say, is that they didn't find 10 righteous people. Sorry. And it's interesting to read the commentaries in that as to how Sodom and Gomorrah got annihilated. It said, lightning from heaven came down from God and took them out. Talk about what that all means. The important thing here, though, in chapter 18 of Genesis, go home and read it, is that Abraham argues with God, not on his own behalf. He and his family, Lot and the like, are okay. They're going to leave the place. But he argues for his neighbors, who are sinful people. He argues for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, and even more so for the righteous people who might be involved in those towns. He's speaking with God, he's in conversation with God, he's in relationship with God enough that Abraham can say, hey, hold it now here, God. You know, you're almighty and all that kind of thing, but this doesn't seem right. He's almost demanding of God. Tell me, Lord, would you do this if there were 50, 40, 30, 20, 10? My sermon for each of you here on this hot summer Sunday morning, air conditioner was working, by the way. We turn it off so you can hear me. Yeah. It's under 74 degrees. It's a good thing. The reason we are here today is to hear that you too are supposed to be Abraham and Sarah. She's the one that laughed at the tent door at God. I mean, with God, this cannot be. I'm an old lady. I'm barren. But she laughs at God. I love that too. No, the reason I bring this all up is because you are the Abraham.
You are the Sarah who are supposed to be advocating for your neighbor. Just a couple weeks ago, we had the story of the Good Samaritan. And who was the Good Samaritan? The Samaritan foreigner man to the Judean insider. The Samaritan was the outsider on that lonely road. You are called to advocate for your neighbor. You are called to be there and say, Lord, forgive them. Lord, love them. Lord, don't take them out with a bolt of light. And whether you know it or not, you do it every Sunday that you're in this room. And some of you do it every day. And the way you do that is by praying the Lord's Prayer. Think of your catechism classes many, many decades ago. In the Lord's Prayer, we don't say, give me, deliver me, lead me, and feed me. No. In the Lord's Prayer, we say, give us, forgive us, lead us, and deliver us. It's the plural pronoun, right, Pat? It's a plural pronoun. Like, he got it right, finally. Yay! She's teaching me a lot. You're never too old to be a student. You're never too old to be a teacher. She teaches me every week. The us is important. We are going to bat not just for ourselves, but for our neighbors also, just like Abraham did. The Lord's Prayer, give us today, forgive us our sins, lead us not into temptation or the time of trial, and deliver us from all evil. Us. Every time you pray that Lord's Prayer, and it's the quintessential prayer of all prayers found in the Bible, and there are many, many, many found there. The Lord's Prayer is the most important before your neighbor, just like Abraham went to bat for his neighbors in Sodom and Gomorrah. It's not all about me. Me, 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 me. It's about us and how we care and love and forgive and feed one another. We go to bat. We bargain for our neighbors, not just for ourselves. One theologian said it this way, God does not dispense favors and blessings like a vending machine. Ooh, ooh, E3, I want that one. No. Just because you get down on your knees by the mattress of your bed and you plead, vending machine. The same theologian goes on to say, Christians, you all, should pray not to get whatever it is that you want. You should pray for God to bring the fullness of God's reign, the kingdom of God, into being. And that's so classic. That's classic Matthew. Okay, we're in the book of Luke. Go home and read. Chapter 6, verse 9 of Matthew, where the Lord's Prayer is, and then go home and read Luke, chapter 11, verse whatever it is. I don't have it written down, but chapter 11. Matthew, chapter 6, Luke, chapter 11. Lord's Prayer, two different versions. And the prayer we're going to Thanksgiving is even a different version by the church from what is found in scriptures in the Greek. Christians should not pray for whatever they want. They should pray for God to bring the fullness of God's reign, thy kingdom, into being. And so what is a part of the Lord's Prayer? Yeah? I can make you say it with me. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what we're hoping for. Not a new pony, not a new Corvette in the parking lot. We're hoping that God's kingdom might come. And that's what Abraham was arguing for. That God's kingdom would come to Sodom and Gomorrah, and that they would change from their evil ways, that they would change, plural, whatever they might have been. But they did not want to change. Who is God to tell me what to do? Sound familiar? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what really being a follower of Christ is all about. Ushering in the kingdom of God. Mark's gospel, go home and read chapter 1 of that. Shortest sermon in the whole history of the Bible is found in chapter 1 of Mark, where Jesus says, I have come to proclaim the kingdom of God. And it's not going to come just when lightning strikes from heaven, the apocalypse. It's going to come when I die by and by and fly up into the sky. It's going to come today. Jesus said that over and over again in his ministry. Today, God is with you. Today, the kingdom of God has been near. Why? Because they listened to God and they were in relationship to God and they were in conversation with God and they may have even argued with God or laughed like Sarah did at the tent flap at God. Catechism students, old, long time ago, 80, 90 years ago, this is the verbiage. The chief end of human beings is to glorify and enjoy God. That's it. That's why we are here on earth. The chief end of human beings, men and women, boys and girls, is to glorify God and to enjoy God. And so that's what we do here. We glorify God on Sunday morning, and hopefully the next 6 days of the week, you're enjoying God and all that God has gifted you with. The sun, the moon, corn on the cob, pie cherries off the tree, they're blooming. I mean, they're being harvested. Farmer's market kind of stuff, right? Food. Think the great Thanksgiving. Have you noticed the difference between ELW and the old LBW verbiage in the great Thanksgiving? It is meet, right, and salutary. I'm an old man, so I have to say the old things. I now know why pastors, when I was growing up, used the King James Version for all the stuff, because that's what they grew up with. That's how they knew the Bible. I thought, well, where's the RSV? Then I went to seminary, where's the Hebrew and the Greek? Yeah, righteous little person I was. No, it is meet, right, and salutary. It is our duty and our joy, the new hymnal and service book says, that we should come to the table and be fed. It's our duty to be a part of the kingdom of God and our joy. You don't have the bulletins in front of you. I'd make you turn to it. The last page of the bulletin always has the emphasis for 2022. And I thought of that last year in the middle of 2021. And it was so great, I thought, we're going to use this. Congregational emphasis. Anybody remember what it is? You read the bulletins. I know you do because you missed them today. You're looking at me like deer in headlights going, don't call on me. Please don't call on me. The emphasis for 2022 has been in every bulletin since January 1. Jesus, justice, and joy. The alliteration is on purpose. Jesus, justice, especially all that's going on in our nation, and joy. We are not joyful enough. We are not joyful enough in our lives. A little 4-year-old kid on Christmas morning, that is unexplainable joy, pure joy. A 7-year-old at their birthday, blowing out 7 candles on the cake. That's pure joy. I have never been a parent. I've never been an uncle. I've never been a grandparent. But I've been around all those little kids who have been 4 and 6 and 7. And on Christmas morning, it is so joyful. God calls us to be in joy. God wanted joy in Gomorrah. Abraham wanted joy for Sodom and Gomorrah, but they wouldn't listen, and they wouldn't turn from their sinful, plural, ways. It is our duty and our joy, we say at the beginning of the Great Thanksgiving, as we celebrate communion. What part of the Lord's Prayer is that? Give us this day our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. Feed us. Forgive us and love us that we might know the joy of being in your kingdom. Yes, the world is full of Sodoms and Gomorrahs. Yes, the world is full of people who hate and go to war with one another. And we pray about that too. Read it today. Listen to it. We pray that you take away all hatred, evil, fear, and war from us. Give us this day our daily bread. The classical definition of the proper goal of humankind is this, from the old catechism. You are doing what you ought to be doing as a human being only when your whole being is in relationship with God. Wow. You are truly human when you are in relationship and conversation with God. That's what Abraham was doing in Genesis 18. Go home and read it. I absolutely love that part of the Bible. brave enough, he had enough nerve to say, you know, Lord, let's be in a conversation here. Let's be in a little bit of an argument. For 50? For 45? For 40, 30, 20, 10? And he got him all the way down to 10. And they couldn't even find 10 righteous people in those cities. Our congregational emphasis for 2022, don't you forget it, there'll be a test next week, whether we have a bulletin or not. Jesus, justice, and joy. Amen. God has made us the people of God through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and in hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Today in the prayers of the church, we remember in our prayers in the church, our bishops Elizabeth Eaton and Kristen Kempel. We pray this whole month of July,
for our St. John's Vacation Bible School program. Yes, it was the second week in the month, but we still pray for the students, the staff, and the teachers. There's a bulletin board in the hallway if you want to read more about that. And then we also begin praying for the ELCA Churchwide Assembly, which will be held the second week of next month in Columbus, Ohio, my old stopping grounds of where I went to seminary. Nationally and around the world, we pray for Ukraine, Russia, and all the nations around the world involved in that war effort. We pray for people who have lost property and life due to wildfires in northern Arizona, New Mexico, now in California. Did you hear about Yosemite? Unbelievable. And for the flooding that has been across our land. We pray for all firefighters, law enforcement officers, EMTs, and first responders to each of these crises. We pray for all those who have been sick, hospitalized, or in need in any way. Due to burial this past week, remember in our prayers Ronald Paul New and Dwayne Lloyd Moore. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. Embolden church leaders to take risks for the sake of the gospel, and equip the baptized to proclaim your extravagant love and joy. God of grace, hear our prayer. Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. We rejoice in the works of your hands. Make rivers like the Snake and the Portmouth, and lakes like Bear Lake and Jackson Lake, oceans, the Pacific and the Gulf of Mexico, and all waterways sparkle with your radiance. Help us to protect our water sources. God of grace, hear our prayer. Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world. Interceding on behalf of the vulnerable, we pray for all people. Inspire all rulers, leaders, governing authorities with your justice and your mercy. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. Guide the work of all advocates for the well-being of those whom they serve. God of grace, hear our prayer. Merciful God, we pray for all those in need, persistent in prayer, in conversation, and in relationship. We pray for our neighbors. To all who hunger, give bread. To all who have bread, give hunger for justice. Open us to the cries of those who suffer in any way, especially those whom we name before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Send us as your healing presence in their lives. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church. God, do a new thing within us. Build up and strengthen the ministries and the mission of this congregation. Especially today, we pray for and give thanks for the students, the staff, and the teachers of our Vacation Bible School program. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, your hope, your love, and your joy. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for all who are working through and suffering from this world pandemic. Bless the efforts and the work of all healthcare professionals, scientists, and workers across our nation and across the world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all of those who now rest in you. Especially we pray this day for Ronald and Dwayne. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration of their lives. Turn our mourning into the joy of the resurrection and new life in you. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you know our prayer. We pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we ever can ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church here is the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Charlie Woodworth, Ira Sins, Arnold Burgermeister, Vicky Meadows, Diane Sins, Cassandra Tack, Flint Rabin, Zoe Zavison, Shannon Porath, Vicky, Morgan Olson, Morgan Brading, Tanya Phillips, and Ava Gehring. Happy anniversary today to G.R. and Kelly Long. This week at St. John's, see the readings and prayer page with the weeks listed on the schedule there. The St. Mary's Roman Catholic women will be hosting their annual Mexican dinner at the American Falls City Park from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today, Sunday, July 24th. Everyone is welcome. We celebrate with our Roman Catholic brothers and sisters. We celebrate with our Hispanic and Mexican brothers and sisters. We celebrate with our LDS brothers and sisters, Pioneer Day. Come on out and celebrate.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tomorrow is Daily Bread from 5:30 to 6:30. We're having Sloppy Joe's from the Senior Citizen Center. So please come out and join us. And if you're interested in volunteering, come see me after the service. Thank you.
Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections to the ones found here? Communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn number 465, As Grains of Wheat. We sing it now as our offering hymn and as preparation for our Holy Communion.
Thank you.
right and salutary, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, through our Savior Jesus the Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of the angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Lord, remember us in your kingdom always, and teach us to pray not only for ourselves, but also for our neighbors, far and wide. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
We remain standing and prepare for the Eucharist by singing the hymn, Lamb of God, found on page 146 in the front of the hymnal. Page 146. All is prepared.
body of Christ, I give it to you. The body of Christ, given 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 to you. The body of Christ. The body of Christ, given to you. 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 The body of Christ 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 given to you. The body of Christ. Body of Christ.
Please rise for the blessing, the post-communion canticle, hymn number 208, and the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Thank you.
With this bread of life and cup of salvation, you have united us with Christ, making us one with all your people. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we are redeeming love and joy to the world, and continue forever in the risen life of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Recessional hymn is number 547, sent forth by God's blessing. It's in hymn 547.